Not a sound to be heard. We pause and remember another silent key.
Gordon Adams, VK4GM, joins the list of VK4 silent keys for this 2019-2020 WIA year, which includes VK4 VTE, Terry Eastlake, known as Gonzo, VK4 UV, Don Chatfield, and now Gordon Adams joins that list. Gordon Adams, VK4 GM, went silent key during the evening of Monday, the 12th of August 2019, in Springshaw, Central Queensland. In his advice to radio amateurs worldwide, Rockhampton and District Amateur Radio Club Secretary Clive Sate, VK4 ACC, said, "Gordon was a great gentleman. He was 94 and had been a WIA member for over 50 years, as well as a life member of Radar Club, Rockhampton." Vale Gordon Adams, VK4 GM.
From Queensland, this is VK4 WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. This past week saw the official closing date for submissions on the outcomes discussion paper released by the ACMA. Already some clubs have posted copies of their submissions on the web, and it's obvious that much effort and thought has been given to the presentation of the papers. In some ways, a little of what I've read is a bit of déjà vu. In saying that, I'm referring to the submissions back in the early years of this century, when input from amateurs was sought. There has been a reluctance to admit that people can act responsibly when they hold a subordinate level of license. We ended up with the newly introduced foundation licenses granting a flat power level of 10 watts, with the constant carrier modes of FM, AM, or varying power as in SSB, when the untested citizen's band operator had a radio capable of 12 watts PEP. Not that 2 watts would make a noticeable difference, but you get the idea of the confused values at play. Now, ACMA has suggested levels of 400 watts for all grades of licences, and to be the future standard, and some submissions have wanted the kilowatt for advanced licence holders, and one that I saw suggested 30 watts as the increase suitable for foundation operators. Now, we all know that there was a level of opposition to the granting of foundation licences by some of our stick-in-the-mud confreres, but the proposals of the regulator should be taken with some seriousness and properly addressed. It is imperative that we manage to get this major adjustment correct. It is not just for the grey-haired table blockers at the hamfests, but for the incoming and younger participants to amateur radio, that the groundwork is laid for progress through the first half of this century. There is a dynamism in the hobby, with the incentive coming from many sources and not the least from the military and commercial pressures in expanding the STEM technologies. From our perspective, we need to be ready to embrace these changes and enhance the techniques and procedures of amateur radio. Like you, I will be looking to catch up on other VK thinking as presented to the ACMA, and more importantly, I look forward to the final draft of our new framework. What surprises will be under the Christmas tree for us in 2019, I wonder? I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.